Are we living in the most oppressive timeline or the most fascinating one? It is hard to tell. One minute, technological breakthroughs take your breath away, the next, mankind does something so stupid you start worrying about its future. Before introducing the technological bit, let me inform you that this piece is not about tech development, nor the fascinating twist to which it owes its title. In this climate, it is hard to talk about anything other than the India-Pakistan conflict. But technology provides an interesting trigger. You will see. Last week, Google launched Veo 3, its most advanced AI video generator. Its biggest highlight is that it creates videos with synchronized audio, including dialogue, sound effects and music. This is a significant step up from Veo 2 and OpenAI's Sora, which lacked native audio and had lower overall quality and control. Seeing is believing, and it is the kind of technology that can instantly kill the entire entertainment industry. Forget about actors, directors, special effects artists and musicians. Just feed text and pictures relating to a script through a prompt and watch it come true. If, for some reason, you feel that the outcome is subpar, take solace in the fact that the previous model, Veo 2, was released only 6 months ago. And who knows what Sora and other AI brands will come up with next. What intrigued me the most while going through various generated videos was a series of clips someone with remarkable humor and a sense of irony had produced. The realistic characters in those clips can be heard and seen rejecting what they call the prompt theory, the idea that they are created by prompts and a random prompt writer is deciding their fate. If this rings a bell, that is because it is a play on the idea many know as the simulation theory, the belief that we exist in an elaborate four-dimensional realistic simulation. You will be surprised to know how many influential figures believe in that. My response to the notion is simple. Call it by any name, life is life. As long as we can live and feel it, it is life. But here's the rub. We think we are free agents. But the truth is, what we call free will is also an algorithm. A complex, partly biological, partly sociologically informed algorithm, I grant you, but an algorithm nonetheless. So, call it predestined or whatever you will, we are creatures of our circumstances. Now, from the sublime to the stupid. India says its war on Pakistan is only suspended, not ended. I wish the Indian media could also suspend its war on the sensibilities of its viewers, and common sense. But the Punch and Judy show continues unabated. Remember that dark night when overzealous Indian anchors were claiming that their country's forces had destroyed Pakistan? Once their unprofessionalism was badly exposed, not everyone showed contrition.